Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Real Life of Nisha D. And I am your host, Nisha D. And here is my evening cap. And in some places, nightcap. I am preparing you all for this series, Love Drop, right? And I am always thinking and working on ways to improve different segments, different topics. Because as you all know, I've talked about everything. I talked about domestic violence, the importance of loving and honoring a woman, loving and honoring a man. Of course, you know, I talk about sex because sex is a part of life. I mean, you know, I'm in a love drought, so I'm not getting any, but that's okay. Because when I do, I'm bringing out the whips and the handcuffs and the blindfolds. Anyway, I went there with you all. I'm just trying to get you all mind to be open for this Love Drought series, you know. It's going to go into in-depth detail about a love drought. You know, a love drought can, you know, we've all experienced it. And so I just wanted you all to be familiar with this series. And I like to build anticipation up because I like anticipation. I like it. Yeah, I like vibes and energy too. You know, I'm forever the writer. I'm forever the free thinker. I'm forever the literary guru of books. You know, I love books. Like, I read. But I wanted to read something to you all. Not really read something to you all. I wanted to express something. A little poetry. Sometimes you gotta write how you feel. Sometimes in my love drought, I find writing as a healing mechanism, right? And my writings express how I feel. Or sometimes I could hear things and it cultivate me into an aha moment, because you know we all have those moments. But here it goes. Here's to the honey in you, to the bittersweet in me. I'll shed this blood so romantically, so viciously quiet. Here's to a moment of silence. I poured and poured my soul again onto you. Here's to epiphanies. There was never a we. It was you all and me in this war, likely to succeed, unlikely to surrender, trying and dying to breathe poetry, rise to the light of day, to subconsciously to exist, cautiously sending toward freedom, praying for a breather. Do you see my pain? Do I seem like prey? Empathy could be the reason you're still standing. We're not the same. I live more lives than you. I have less pride than you. I was created differently. I would stand on the horizon watching the sun approach. I was created differently. I see your energy. My pride is not like yours. I see you. Sometimes pride can cost you a lot. Sometimes being too boastful can cost you a lot. And sometimes being arrogant and cocky can cost you everything. In this Love Drought series, we'll talk about all those things. We'll talk about pride. We'll talk about how people prey upon women, in some cases men. We'll talk about how lives and lies intertwine. We'll talk about how do you heal from a love drought? Or what do you do in this love drought? Love drought is not always sexually. It's mentally. It's emotionally. It's financially. It's a drought. Remember, you can get through anything. I've been in 2 car wrecks and I survived by God's grace. I experienced heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak, losing my family, then losing a good friend, and then turn around allowing a past to come into my life again, only to take away the very core that I allowed and I held close to me. So I've been through it all. So in this love drought, I just pray that it helps you all. You all get a chance to, you know, hear different scenarios. Some will make you cry. Some will make you laugh. Some will inspire you. You know, it's all about coming out of it, y'all. It's all about coming out of it. Well, as always, I pray that the good Lord gives you all courage to move forward in whatever season you're in. I pray you all remember who you are as a woman, as a man. Be liberated. Don't worry about what others think of you, because people will always have opinions of you, right? I want to share something with you. You know, I have more male friends than I do girlfriends, because the girlfriends that I do have, I've known them for years, and that's my inner circle. But then the guy friends I have, I've known them for years, and that's my inner circle. So one of my friends, you know, he's a noob. And that's a African-American fraternity of brothers. And he told me today, and I know he's attracted to me, but I'm not attracted to him in the sense of wanting him like that, because he is my friend, and I just know how he is, and I could never just put myself in a position to compromise my sanity or my peace for the sake of, you know, saying there is somebody that I have. I'm not one of those women. But he said to me, he said, I just can't figure you out. He said, you are so hard to read. I'm not hard to read. If I allow you in my heart and in the core of me, then you know that you are in a safe place. And I don't allow everyone near that sacred place, because that's my temple, and everyone is not allowed to see that part of me, you know. But sometimes people judge books by their covers, and they don't really understand who they are as a person. Never judge a book by its cover. Always remember what God has for you. It will not miss you. I am grateful for this season I'm in, because I can appreciate this love drought. At first, I didn't appreciate it. I was upset and I was angry, but you learn to accept everything for what it is, for people for who they are. And you just allow things to be whatever, you know? You all be great, man. Y'all be great. I will talk to y'all soon.